Welcome to this demonstration of iTunes Radio on iOS, and of course iOS being your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. And in this demonstration I'll actually be using my iPhone to demonstrate briefly iTunes Radio. And the reason why I'm doing this demonstration is because February 2014 is when iTunes Radio became available for iOS, the Mac and the Apple TV in Australia. And as of this recording, I've already done recordings for iTunes Radio on the Mac and the Apple TV. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen of my iPhone. And just a reminder about some of the basic VoiceOver gestures. You can either drag your finger around the screen to read the content on the screen without activating it, a one finger flick left or right to move item by item, and then of course a one finger double tap to activate the last spoken item that you've heard off the screen. So let me touch towards the bottom of the screen to find the music app, because that's where iTunes Radio is located.
Safari. Double tap to open.
Okay, that's Safari. And as you heard, I've got hints currently enabled. I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Music. Double tap to open.
Okay, there's music. One finger double tap on music.
Music. iTunes Radio. History. Button.
Okay, so I've landed on the history button because I've actually been using iTunes Radio. Now, just let me just show you what's down the bottom of the music app now. So I touch towards the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Selected. Radio. Tab. 1 of 5.
Radio is currently selected, and of course that's iTunes Radio. If I do a flick to the right.
Genius. Tab. 2 of 5.
Genius tab.
Playlists. Tab. 3 of 5.
Playlists.
Artists. Tab. 4 of 5.
Artists.
More. Tab. 5 of 5.
And the More tab. So if I flick back to the left with one finger.
Artists, playlist, genius, selected, radio, tab, 1 of 5.
And of course, if that wasn't selected, I could do a one finger double tap like this.
Selected, radio, tab, 1 of 5.
So let me touch towards the top of the screen where that history button was on the left-hand
history,
side.
History, button.
And now I'm going to flick to the right with one finger.
iTunes Radio, heading.
There's the heading for iTunes Radio.
Now playing, back button.
That's the now playing back button. Flick to the right.
Featured stations, heading.
Here's a heading, Featured Stations.
Hot Today, button. Double tap to start playing this station.
Okay, so that's Hot Today, and as it said, double tap to start playing this station. So these are presets already there for you, in case you don't want to choose or create your own radio station playlist, or channel if you like. So let me flick through with one finger.
Hot Alternative, button. Double tap to start playing this station.
Hot Alternative.
iTunes hits 80s, 90s and now. Button. Double tap to start playing this station.
iTunes hits 80s, 90s and today.
iTunes Festival at SXSW, performing artists. Button.
iTunes Festival.
Double tap to start playing this station. Ladies of the 80s. Button. Double tap to start playing this station.
Ladies of the 80s.
Guest host, Bastille. Button.
Guest host, Bastille.
Double tap to start playing this station. 1996. Button.
1996.
Double tap to start playing this station. Discover, Ellipsis. New artists, button. Double tap to start playing this station.
Discover new artists.
If you like, Ellipsis, Bruce Springsteen.
If you like
button.
Bruce Springsteen.
Double tap to start playing this station. Classical showcase, button.
Classical showcase. And just then, I'm going to start silencing the speech because that double tap to start playing station can get a little bit ordinary after a while. But I actually want to leave hints turned on for the moment. So flick to the right again.
The Beatles radio, button.
The Beatles radio.
Spin the globe, button.
Spin the globe.
Twitter number music, Australia.
Twitter
button.
Number music, Australia.
Edit, button.
Edit.
My stations, heading.
Now, these are my stations. Now, what I actually did was I searched and created, I think, at least one of my stations so far, folk music. But then I also chose the channels that were in that original preset station list, such as Unwind, and that's now in my stations list. So if I flick to the right.
Ambient radio. Button.
Ambient radio.
Techno radio. Button.
Techno radio. And I should say, of course, to stop the double tap from speaking the hint, I'm doing a two-finger touch on the screen every time I go to a new item, just for this demo.
Now playing. Unwind. Button.
Now playing. Unwind. So that's the channel I'm currently listening to.
Soft rock radio. Button.
Soft rock radio.
Jazzman radio. Button.
Jazz radio.
Retro. Button.
Retro.
Surfing Hits Radio.
Surfing Hits Radio.
60s Pop Hits.
60s
button.
Pop Hits.
iTunes Weekly Top 20.
iTunes
button.
Weekly Top 20.
Workout. Button.
Workout.
Folk Singer / Songwriter Radio.
Folk Singer / Songwriter.
Children's Music Radio.
Children's Music
button.
Radio.
News Station. Button.
And the News Station button. So if I do a two-finger double tap now for voiceover, I'd start playing that current station Unwind, because that's what I've been previously listening to. But if I flick back to it, one finger flick back to the left.
Children's Music Radio, Folk Singer / Workout, iTunes Weekly Top 60s Pop Hit, Surfing Hits Radio, Retro, Jazzman Radio, Soft Rock Radio, now playing Unwind, button.
And I do one finger double tap on it.
Back button.
Okay, it started playing it, and of course if I do a two-finger double tap, I've stopped it playing. So I'm currently sitting at the back button, the top left-hand side of the screen. If I flick to the right...
Info, button.
That's the info button. Flick to the right again.
$2.19, button.
That's the purchase of the song. $2.99 in this case.
Album art for Roisin Murphy, Overpowered, image.
That's album art, image.
Track position, 15.7 seconds of 4 minutes, 17 seconds, dimmed.
Okay, that's the current track position.
Roisin Murphy, You Know Me Better, Overpowered.
Okay,
double tap to show rating.
And I can double tap to show the rating as it says.
Like or dislike song, button.
Like or dislike song.
Play, button.
The play button.
Next track, button.
Next track.
Volume, 50%, adjustable.
Okay, and that's volume.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And as it said, one finger swipe up or down to adjust volume. So I flick back to the left.
Next track, play, like or dislike song. Button.
If I go into like or dislike song, one finger double tap.
Roisin Murphy, You Know Me Better, heading.
And flick to the right.
Play More Like This, dimmed, button.
I've got Play More Like This.
Never Play This Song, dimmed,
or never
button.
Play this song.
Add to iTunes wish list, button.
Add to iTunes wish list.
Cancel.
Cancel, and that's it for the screen. Now, oddly, even though if I start playing this song now, that Never Play This Song or Play More Like This buttons are currently greyed out. And as I said in another demo, I can't understand why some of these buttons are greyed out at any particular time or when they're active at a particular time. So don't be surprised when you go into the Like or Dislike button that it's actually not available for you to access. It's quite strange. So let me just choose the Cancel button at the bottom right-hand side of the screen.
Cancel.
One finger double tap.
Back. Back button.
And we're back to the back button again. If I flick through to the right.
Info, button.
Let's have a look in the info button. One finger double tap.
Unwind.
That's the name of the station. Flick to the right.
Done, button. Roisin Murphy, You Know Me Better, Overpowered.
Okay, that's the name of the track.
View in iTunes Store, button.
You can view it in the iTunes Store.
$2.19, button.
Twice again.
New station from artist, button.
I can create a new station from the artist.
New station from song, button.
New station from song.
Allow explicit tracks. 0, button.
Allow explicit tracks.
Share station, button.
Share station.
Sound recording copyright 2007. The copyright in this sound recording is owned by Parlophone Records Limited.
Okay, that's the copyright statement, and that's it. And then to just come out of this screen, I can choose the Done button, which is the top right-hand side of the screen that I can just touch on directly.
Done, button.
One finger double tap.
Back, back button.
And if I come down towards the bottom of the screen above my home button,
volume
come up,
play button.
There's the play button above volume, and I flick to the right.
Next track, button.
There's the next track. So if I start this current one playing, so I flick back to the left.
Play, button.
Rather doing a two-finger double tap to start and stop any audio playing on the iPhone, as I've previously said. I'm just going to one finger double tap the play button.
Pause.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the next track. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Next track, button.
One finger double tap on the next track.
Next track, dimmed.
And unwind on iTunes Radio.
Next track, button.
Okay, now if I flick to the left.
Pause, button. Like or dislike song, button.
Okay, now let me see what happens with this like or dislike song now. One finger double tap.
Pete Murray, So Beautiful, Remastered, heading.
Okay, that's the name of the track. Flick to the right.
Play More Like This, dimmed, button.
That's Play More Like This is still dimmed.
Never Play This Song. Dimmed.
And Never
button.
Play This Song is still dim, so it's a bit odd. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to stop. Okay, we have to access the cancel button out of this screen, so bottom right-hand side.
Cancel.
One-finger double tap.
Back. Back button.
I'm going to double tap on the back button again.
iTunes Radio. History. Button.
and I'm back to the main feature My Stations screen. I'm just going to quickly choose another station and start playing it just to show you that it's possible. So flick to the right.
iTunes Radio, now playing featured stations. Heading.
So I'm on featured stations. Let me do a two-finger rotate around a heading.
Characters, words, headings.
One finger flick down.
My Stations, heading.
There's My Stations. One finger flick to the right.
Ambient radio, button.
Let's choose ambient radio.
Double tap to start playing this station.
One finger double tap to start playing the station as per the help message.
Back. Back button.
That's the back button. That's visible to go back to the previous screen, which is the feature in My Stations screen. And of course, this is ambient radio. And let me come down to the home button and come above it.
Volume pause button.
There's pause because it's currently playing. Flick to the left.
Like or dislike song.
Let's have a look at like or dislike song again. One finger double tap.
Alvinotto plus Ryuichi Sakamoto.
There's the name of the album.
Heading.
Flick to the right.
Play more like this button.
Play more like this. And that's now active. Okay, so flick to the right.
Never play this song button.
Never play this song is now active. So I'm not too sure why it was grayed out on unwind, but it's actually available now in this one, so that's a bit strange. I'm going to do never play this song, and it'll start playing the next track.
Back. Back button.
And of course, like Pandora and other services, you only get a limited number of dislikes or next actions to go to the next track before you have to start listening to each track. So let me go to the top of the screen.
Back. Back button.
Of course, if I flick through.
Info. Button. $1.69. Album art for Biosphere. Drops and image.
Okay, you don't actually have to go into another screen, as I've been doing, of course, to find out the name of the current track that's playing. And of course, if I press the home button.
Home. Messages. Double tap to open.
I'll come back to the main home screen. And as I've previously mentioned a few times, two-finger double tap stops the music. Two-finger double tap starts the music again. Two-finger double tap stop. So what's nice about the lock screen, of course, when it's playing music, it's going to give me the current track that's playing as well. So if I do a two-finger double tap to start playing again, and I lock my screen, the power button.
Screen locked.
And I press the home button to wake it up.
Biosphere, Sherp, track position, 57.2 seconds of 5 minutes. 55 seconds.
Okay, that's the track position. It almost said the name. If I flick to the right.
Biosphere, Sherbrooke, Dropsand.
There's the name of the track.
Like or dislike song, button.
There's the like or dislike song.
Pause, button.
There's the pause button on one finger double tap.
Pause.
Just stopped it. Flick to the right.
Next track.
Next
button.
Track.
Volume. 50%. Volume. Unlock, button.
Back to the unlock button at the bottom of the screen. So I actually find that I tend to listen to iTunes Radio once I've chosen my channel. I tend to lock my iPhone because then I can find out very quickly what the current track is playing.
Screen locked.
From my lock screen, as it just mentioned to me, the fact that my screen's now locked, which means it must be time to end this demo. So, as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.